Well, Eunan, after a hectic couple of weeks on the inter-county scene, I'm sure all in club football in Tyrone are looking forward to the start of the new season this weekend.
Absolutely, Tom. No, the Tyrone club leagues, they traditionally have been very competitive. In some counties, you know, it's all about championship, and well, to be fair, it's all about championship in Tyrone as well too. But the All County League is not a prize to be sniffed at, and it's just, even if you look at it through the last few years, teams that have done well and got the last four of the leagues have had big saves in the championships the following year. So listen, everybody will be out to, you know, to get their year off to a good start.
And as we say, a very busy weekend in all three leagues. Over 20 games.
You're talking 8 in each division, so 24 games. The referees have plenty of room to do this weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, we look at Division 1 first. Clonoa, the reigning champions. Who are the runners and riders here? Who's the ones to watch out for?
Clonoa, they're reigning champions. This is one of the things that they went out of the championship early last year, but they regrouped and they turned and they won the league. They're travelling to Aughar today, and Aughar under new management, but you would think Clonoa should probably have a wee bit too much. Damien Caffey back over them again. You know, Damien's been there for, apart from a couple of years, he was over Derry. Damien's been there since the guts of 2008, or since 2008, and he's made them a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. And overall, like, in the scheme of things, how can you see, who are the teams that are going to be chasing honours, do you believe, at the end? It's normally a top four or five. There's a four or five there in most counties.
Well, just even run through the fixtures, you've your county champions, Trellick. Now, again, not many people at this stage last year would have picked Trellick as prospective county champions. The four county senior footballers, now, which probably may handle them when it comes to star games in the league, but, they'll be in contention. Again, Drabore, their neighbours, and others say that have been there, thereabouts, consistently in the league. Top four, probably, I don't know how many of the last, how consistent they've been, but they're always there, thereabouts. Again, Oma, a team, lots of county men, again, could handle them, but they have a big pick, and the same management there again last year, and our county champions from 2 years ago. And again, probably in the big game tomorrow, you have two teams that will challenge as well, Carrickmore v Eric O'Kearn. A rival, big traditional rivalry in Tyrone, and both two teams that will be looking to get the year off to positive starts.
And tell me, you mentioned star games there. How many star games do you have?
Well, again, it depends on the how successful the county team is, but we have allowed for 5-star games. So that's generally there take place a week before the Ulster Championship games.
Yeah. Yeah, so 5, yeah, you may need more this year.
No, well, this is 5, it's capped at 5, so if we can get away with, if we can get away with only playing 3, we'll only play the 3 and allow the boys to play the last 2 games,
but
it's a case of the clubs are guaranteed their county players for 10 games.
And tell me, before we maybe look at a couple of the fixtures in Division 1, looking at Division 2, quite a lot of big guns down there as well, isn't there?
There is. When you had 3 teams dropping out of senior last year, it's going to be very, very competitive. You had the likes of Cookstown, who were all Laird and Intermediate champions a few years ago now, twice, in fact. They didn't just make the bounce back last year. You have, again, Dungannon that come down from senior last year and would have thought they were unfortunate to do so. I think their county men hindered them a wee bit in a few of the important fixtures. Again, Donoughmore, another team that had been in senior football for the guts of 20-plus years and were probably a wee bit unlucky to come down last year. So there's plenty of strong teams. And again, another just my probably dark horse would be Pomeroy. They've produced a lot of county under-21s the last few years, and they've got the McGeary brothers in the county senior panel, and, they'll be a force to be reckoned with in intermediate football this year.
Yeah, and being a little parochial and thinking maybe of West Tyrone and certainly people that listen to us, Ahearn and Orney are in there as well.
This is it, Ahearn. Peter McGinley, I think, is still over Ahearn, and they've improved over the last few years. You know, they were thereabouts in the league last year, and they'll be looking to kick on this year. Arnie got the Intermediate Championship final this year, and they were in an Ulster League final there not that long ago now. I think there may have been an issue or two with the management, but since that, in terms of the footballers Arnie have, they're a match for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and Johnny Lafferty, I think, has proven over the years to be as good a forward as there is in Tone Club football.
Yeah.
So we will listen. That's the boys.
Yeah.
They'll be optimistic of doing something.
And not forgetting Division 3 as well.
I will, listen. Probably where my own interest lies mainly. You know, we're out today at Glenelly against, we're travelling up there against Kieran's third team. But Division 3 is always very competitive. Probably a big game in it today would be Castlegar and Rose, two teams that will fancy themselves at getting out of junior football this year. Obviously, Owen Rose with Cahill McShane's exploits in the under-21s this year and last year, and he's a county senior panellist. Just, I'm sure it's the calibre they have, and Castlegar were thereabouts. I think they finished second in the league last year, and they have a lot of nice young footballers, and they have a very good manager in this year, and Darren McCoy from Strabane, so, you know, they have set their marker down for early this season.
Yeah. Anyway, back up to Division 1. What are the big games of the weekend?
Oh, the big one, well, probably the big one would be the Carrickmore and Ayrshire Kieran. You know, that's a divisional rivalry going back to the mid-90s, since in the early 90s, since Ayrshire Kieran arose out of from Ballygolly. But the Carrickmore had a bit of a managerial change mid-season last year. They have Gavin McAvoy, Dermot Loughran, and Ray McCallum, three local guys in, and they brought in former Tone Finner Fergal McCann to give them a hand this year. And Ayrshire Kieran have a new management team with Pascal Canavan this year. So, listen, as much as the bragging rights of neighbours is going to be important, you know, I think it'll be more important for both teams to get off to a winning start and set their stall out for the year.
And
another big one would be on today in Greencastle, where they meet Kelly Glower in a local derby. You know, again, Greencastle come out of intermediate football in 2014 and put in a solid shift last year. Kelly Glower beating county finalists last year and league winners 2 years ago, and they'll be looking again. They've under new management. Dom Corrigan from Fermanagh is in over them, so they'll be out to impress Dom early doors.
So all in all, points to a busy weekend.
Absolutely. A bit hectic.